More than 140 world leaders are calling for a people's vaccine for COVID-19. Former New Zealand Prime Minister Helen Clark is one of those who's added her name to an open letter to the world's health ministers who are meeting next week. Helen Clark's on the line. Morena.
Morena, Kim.
What sparked this?
What sparked it is the concern that instead of the vaccine being available globally to everyone, that it might become the monopoly of a very few companies and a very few countries which can afford it. So the concept is of a people's vaccine where everyone, everywhere, will be able to access it free of charge. Why is this so important? It's because the world's leading virologists are telling us that without a vaccine, we and our communities will never live normally again. So there's such a compelling public health reason for getting this out to everyone everywhere.
There are already 100 different vaccines in various stages of development, and the pressure is on to make money out of it, presumably. You're saying eliminate the profit principle, are you?
Basically, yes. And what a wonderful precedent for that was set by the inventor of the Salk vaccine against polio, who said he never wanted a cent out of it. It had to be there for the people of the world so polio could be eradicated. And we're so close to that. So that's got to be the spirit that drives the distribution of this vaccine.
However, who's going to put money in to developing a vaccine, which is no easy task, if they're not going to get any money out of it?
So a lot of countries are funding vaccine development now. It's not just the, you know, the goodness of heart of pharmaceutical companies. There's huge money going in from particularly Western governments. And only in the last couple of weeks in Brussels, the European Union hosted a pledging conference for money for vaccine development. So part of the concept around this is that wherever there's public money, the deal has to be that the intellectual property comes into the public domain.
We heard Sanofi saying in France that the United States, I think it was, first put the money into development of the vaccine with Sanofi, so they get first dibs on the vaccine.
Now, that caused a media storm in France in the last couple of days, I understand, because it was basically saying, well, they invested, so they get it first. What you really need with a global agreement is agreement on what the rollout will be. And number one should be the health workforce and people more vulnerable to the disease, which includes the older people and those with pre-existing health conditions. A bit like the way we roll out a flu vaccine in our own country. We say, here's the priority for allocation. We need that kind of agreement at a global level.
So what would an agreement look like? What would be required for a people's vaccine?
So without getting too technical, because you go anywhere near intellectual property law, it is very technical. But in essence, there should be agreement at the World Health Assembly next week. Ideally, you would establish a mandatory patent pool under the leadership of WHO. And there are mechanisms under the WHO for this kind of development. Governments, of course, can issue compulsory licenses for the manufacture of drugs where there's a compelling public health reason. There are flexibilities under the World Trade Organization's TRIPS agreement on intellectual property. There will need to be money mobilized from donors. And, of course, New Zealand is a donor country, so it's important that New Zealand, like Australia, like the UK, US, everybody plays their role. But basically, this needs to be manufactured at scale so that it can be available at a very low cost to everyone everywhere.
What do you think the chances are?
I think because there's a recognition that we're all in this together, that no one is safe unless everyone's safe, there is a chance of getting this, and not just, you know, every country for themselves. As we appreciate, in New Zealand, having been very successful with the strategy followed on COVID-19, we're going to have to sit here in our bubble until the rest of the world catches up. And one of the ways of catching up will be the comprehensive rollout of a vaccine which can keep everyone safe.
Appreciate your time. Helen Clark, of course, former New Zealand Prime Minister.